This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Once again, reminder, Nation Radio, the team, 1260.com. That's our email address if you want to send something along. We're on Twitter as well at It's Nation Radio. And Connor, I had to ask you something in regard to the interview with James Myrtle.
Yeah.
I'd asked him about Louise, who's a regular contributor on all kinds of places at the Oilogosphere. She found some evidence of a shared database for NHL teams. James had said during the interview, I believe, that was no longer the case. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And Louise called us.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She said there is. It does exist. And Jason Greger had the same thoughts at first, but found two sources that says it does still exist.
I absolutely am betting on Louise being right on that. I'm just saying.
Me too.
So I appreciate Louise for calling in, because I think that's it's a very important point when it comes down to what we're talking about here in regard to that grievance. The Los Angeles Kings have filed a grievance. If you didn't hear it, it was on Helene Elliott's Twitter, as all things from this story have come from. LA Times reporter has been all over this story, and she had on Twitter last night, Colin Fraser acquired by Kings in the Smith trade, had ankle surgery on unhealed fracture this week. Agent says not sure how long recovery will take, and Kings have filed formal grievance over Fraser's fitness / injury. And it's at the time of the trade, because as we all know, things can, you know, warp out of control. We don't know what happened afterwards, but from what Louise tells us and from what evidence we have, there is a database available to NHL teams, and once the trade is made and the deal is made, it's almost frozen in time. And then after that, the LA Kings doctors had a look at him and found the injury. So there's a disconnect, and there's obviously a sense on both sides that there's a disconnect on what exactly happened. But I think this is going to be one of those he said stories, and I don't know that we'll ever get to the bottom of it. It'll be interesting to see what Gary Bettman does, and my bet is, if you made me bet, it would be that Colin Fraser comes back to the Oilers and a little better draft pick heads to LA. But that possibility and the fact that nothing gets done are probably the most likely things. So there you go. It's 142. This is Nation Radio on Team 1260. Earlier this week, Bob Stauffer had a chance to talk to Sam Gagne about his injury and about some other things, and let's listen to that interview right now.
Sam, welcome back to Oilers Lunch and the Team 1260. How's your summer gone?
It's going great, Bob. How are yours?
Busy, working hard.
Yeah, that's good.
Not a surprise. And down, yeah. And down 40 pounds.
Oh, perfect. Good
so
for you.
I'll be able to juice Theo Peckham now. How's the recovery going with the hand?
It's good. I don't feel it anymore. I've been able to shoot pucks and do a lot of stick handling and stuff like that without any pain. So I'm happy with the way things have gone on that front, and just looking to continue to try and get better this summer and into next season.
Obviously, there's going to be some changes. Eric Bélanger is in. Your buddy Andrew Cogliano has been moved, and the Oilers have drafted Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Are you excited about some of the moves that have happened?
Yeah, definitely. It's tough to see Andrew go. He's a guy I came into the league with, and we've been pretty good friends over the last few years, so it's hard to see him go. But, you know, I think with the other guys that we brought in, I think they add a lot to our team, and they fill holes that we had in our roster last year. And then, you know, obviously picking up a guy like Nugent Hopkins, he's got an unbelievable amount of skill, and he's been a great player at every level, so it'll be interesting to see what he can do at the NHL level next year.
Well, you were a guy, I don't know if anybody expected when the Oilers took you 7th overall back in 2000, and it was 7th, wasn't it, or was it 6th? I'm trying to recall.
Six.
It was
6th, yeah.
My bad, sorry about
no
that.
Problem.
Voracek went 7th, right? So,
yep.
When they took you 6th, I can recall at that time hosting Total Sports here in 1260 and thinking, well, I'm not sure if we can count on Sam Gagne to make the team. I think that might be a bit of a long shot, but you had the great experience that year in the Summit Series, and from that point on you just seemed to gain more momentum. It's different for a number one overall guy, but Sam, do you envision Nugent Hopkins making the team?
Yeah, I've been asked that question a lot this summer, and I think you know, generally there's a lot of debate, but at the end of the day, first overall picks usually do make the team, and I'm sure he's going to be given every opportunity to do so. Obviously, to be picked over first overall, you got to be a great player at the junior level. And I'm sure you know, he's going to be able to step in and fill holes that that we had last year. So I think everyone's excited for it, and he should be excited for it as well. It's a great great opportunity to come to a city that that loves its hockey, and it should be a fun year for us, and hopefully we can turn things around.
Sam, it's interesting because we have people that say, well, the Oilers shouldn't burn a year of his, you know, of his eligibility with us. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to get that clock started too early. How would you have been back in 2007 in the fall, knowing that you were good enough to play for the team, having a strong training camp, if the Oilers had said, you know what, Sam, you're good enough to be here right now, but we don't want to get your clock started for free agency yet. I'm guessing you wouldn't have been too happy with that, would you?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's, you know, from my perspective, if it had happened to me, I don't think I would have been too happy about it. The NHL is a level you want to be at, and if you put in the work and, you know, you come into camp ready and you have a good camp, then, you know, you should want to make the team, and if it doesn't happen because of, you know, like you said, they don't want to burn a year the entry level. It definitely doesn't sit well with you. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's up to management. And, you know, if you can come into camp and earn a spot, then, you know, I'm sure I'll be here. You know, for me, I know that getting a chance to play when I was 18 and, you know, I felt like I was ready. I feel like I've learned a lot over the last four years. And, you know, all those things that I've experienced are just going to help me going forward. And I'm really excited going into next year. And I think everyone is.
You know, I sensed when we saw you afterwards, you were devastated by the injury because you knew the Oilers were running out of players and you were going to get a chance to get a lot of optimal minutes down the stretch. Do you think that you could take another two or three steps forward in your career right now?
Definitely. I don't think I've shown anywhere near close to the level that I can show. And I know there's a lot of parts of my game that need to improve, and I'm working to improve those. And, you know, I know that results-wise, things haven't gone the way they should have gone for myself. And, you know, it's something that I want to turn around. And I think next year is going to be a great opportunity for me to do that. And, you know, we're going to have a better team. And, I think everyone's goal should be playoffs, and I know I'm excited for the challenge, and I've been talking to a bunch of guys throughout the summer, and everyone's pretty excited, and I just can't wait for next year.
What specifically in the off season have you worked on the most to try to better your game?
I think just becoming more well-rounded. I know, you know, defensively, I want to continue to improve. I want to be a guy that's relied upon and in all facets of the game, and I think being stronger on my skates and better balanced with better edge work is going to help that. And I've been working on my shots and just being better around the net when I get chances. And I think once you stop, you know, trying to improve your game and stop trying to grow, you know, that's when you're finished. And you know, I know I have a lot to improve upon, and I'm continuing to work on that, and hopefully it pays off going into next year.
As a member of the Edmonton Oilers, who've got a healthy rivalry with Vancouver, what were you cheering for your dad's team in the Stanley Cup playoffs, or was it difficult given all the, you know, the heat that you've had with some of the Canuck players over the years, including guys like Ryan Kessler?
Yeah, you know what, I came to a point where it didn't really matter. You know, obviously it would have been nice for my dad to have won a cup. You know, it would have been, obviously, he didn't get a chance to win one as a player. So to win one last year would have been, you know, great for him. And, you know, it was kind of sad for him. You know, but from my perspective, if I'm not in the playoffs, if, you know, if Edmonton isn't in the playoffs, and it didn't really matter to me who won. So, you know, it was fun playoffs to watch. And like I said, it's too bad. And, you know, my dad couldn't win one.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we've taken enough of your time. Thanks for joining us here on Oilers Lunch. And I look forward to seeing you in the fall. Okay, Sam?
All right. Thanks very much, Bob.
That's Bob Stauffer with Sam Gagner talking a little bit about his summer. Missed 14 games with a hand injury and the surgery that he had to have, as you heard. Things are progressing very nicely there. Enjoying his summer, looking forward to improving all the time. And Tom Rennie mentioned, and I was looking for the quote and I couldn't find it, Tom Rennie mentioned this past week about Gagner's game improving, not just, you know, offensively, but as a guy who's on the right side of the puck a lot, you know, and it's not just, you know, leaving the offensive zone at the right time. It's being aware and being in the right spot. And Gagner is a very cerebral player. I remember a goal he scored against the Habs, I'm going to say somewhere early December. They were on that road trip. Remember when they won all those games? And they were down 3-2, and it was Hemsky and Gagner, and they were both on the left side of the ice. And I think it was P.K. Subban made a difficult play and a dangerous play. Ended up falling down. Might have been a trip. Honest to God, it probably was. It wasn't called, though. Gagner, Hemsky, you know, they go jailbreak the other way. And Gagner did a really simple thing, and I think I've mentioned it before, where he was coming in on a 2-on-1, and he just changed the angle last minute and went shelf on Carey Price, tied the score, and then Dustin Penner on a turnover, I believe, from Subban again in overtime, won it, and the final score was 4-3. I don't remember that exactly, but I do recall, and I remember thinking to myself, this is why this kid is going to be really brilliant, is because he just does those little things to get a better opportunity to score. And in that case, he did it. So encouraging news with regard to Sam Gagner, and I think he's going to be a big part of this hockey club. The difficulty a few years down the line is going to be Nugent Hopkins and Gagner, similar players. Can they coexist? And I'm hopeful that they can. If you're a hockey fan, we got about 5 minutes here, so I want to talk a little bit about this week. Hockey Canada has their summer development camp this coming up week, Wednesday through Sunday, in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. Among the people who are going to be there, Ryan Nugent Hopkins, Tyler Bunns, Dylan Simpson. Those are three Oilers drafts. There's some lot of Edmonton talent. There's Joe Morrow, Mark Pesek, a lot of them. The red and white game is Saturday, 6 o'clock at Rexall. Tickets available. There's a Sunday game as well at Fort McMurray at 6 o'clock as well. I want to tell you a little bit about the rosters. We have a little time here. And give you an idea about where the Oilers prospects sit. The goaltenders, there are four. Scott Wedwidge and Louis Dominguez are invited from the Q and O. Mark Vizintin from Niagara in the OHL is likely the starter. Tyler Bunns from Medicine Hat. You know, he's really emerging. I don't know that he makes this team, but as a backup to Vizintin, who would probably be the starter. But there's an opportunity there. And you know what? I wouldn't bet up against Tyler Bunns. That is a guy who is an emerging talent and a great draft pick for the Edmonton Oilers in the fifth round in 2010. On the blue line, my God, is Canada stacked on the blue line. There's going to be some great players who are not going to make this team. Among the guys who are going to be Brandon Gormley, Eric Gudbranson, Dougie Hamilton, Joe Morrow, Ryan Murphy, Ryan Murray, who's 2012 eligible, Jamie Oleksiak, we talked to Guy Flaming about that, Stuart Percy, who you saw Toronto take at the draft, Mark Pesek, who should make that team. He's a 2010 draft and a very talented guy, Duncan Siemens, and the Oilers' Dylan Simpson. My thought is, and what do I know, but I think that that's such a deep list of players that Simpson's going to be in tough, but you've got to love the fact that he was invited on his own merit out of North Dakota, and this is a fourth-round kid, right at the top of the fourth round by the Oilers at this past draft, and a guy who has been invited to the Canadian team for the World Juniors. So opportunity there. So that's how I see it breaking down. As far as the forwards are concerned, man, they are loaded as well. Now, Nugent Hopkins would be a shoe-in if he's going to be eligible. He may be playing for the Edmonton Oilers at the time. But others who probably have a good shot at this if they're available and healthy, Brett Connolly, Sean Couturier, Philip Danault, Quentin Howden, Jonathan Huberdeau, Boone Jenner, Ryan Johansson. There's a chance he won't be available. He's a number four overall in 2010, and there's every chance that that guy is going to be in the National Hockey League. I mentioned Nugent Hopkins, Ty Ratty, Matt Pumple, Mark Scheifele, who went very high to Winnipeg, and they're obviously very high on him. Jaden Schwartz would be a shoe-in from Colorado College, and a guy who St. Louis drafted in 2010, 14th overall. Ryan Spooner, Mark Stone, Ryan Strome, a top five pick to the Islanders, Christian Thomas, who's brings a little bit of energy and some grit, and Tyler Toffoli. The Canadian team is loaded. If you're into junior hockey and love watching the junior championships around Christmas time, this is a chance to see the game as they start to gel, as they start to get together. And Ryan Nugent-Hopkins could be a big part of that. I plan on going to the game, and I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. And that's next Saturday, only in Edmonton. In the middle of summer, could you watch world-class talents on ice in a hockey game? We had a great show today. I really enjoyed talking to Guy Flaming at the top of the show about the World Juniors and the kids we're going to see in the next week or so in Edmonton. James Myrtle helped us immensely in the Globe and Mail, figuring out the stories from Los Angeles and with regard to Nikolai Habibulin. Mark Spector, big show starting August 29th right here on Team 1260. The Mark Spector Show, 1 to 2 o'clock every weekday right here at Team 1260 with Mark Spector. And we talked to Jim Byers as well, play-by-play guy from the Oklahoma City Barons. This is Nation Radio. Make sure to email us with suggestions. Have a great long weekend, everybody. Enjoy.